Hello, this is Gardner Central welcoming you all to this Taking Charge series podcasts. Today I'm going to be talking about how to take charge of your actions. Let me explain to you a little bit on what I mean by this. Are you in control of your actions? Did you hear me right? Are you in control of your behavior? Are you essentially making a choice to act or behave? When you are exercising a choice, you actually decide to act or behave in a certain way. It means you have taken charge of your actions and behaviors. I hope you get what I said just now. You'll understand more of it when I talk to you about five powerful ways to take charge of your actions or behaviors. First point, be aware of the implications of your actions. Let's say you decide to drive at night on a highway and it's going to be a long distance drive. You need to be aware of the implications, meaning you need to be aware of the risks involved, what it would mean in terms of the pressure on you, and it would also mean that you could reach a particular point at a lesser time as compared to the daytime drive. Similarly, if you show enthusiasm, let's say on another instance, if you show enthusiasm over a new project announcement by your boss, it's quite likely that he would choose you as a member of the project. Do you know why? It's because you behaved in a way that you showed your enthusiasm and energy as he was announcing the project. Your body language said it all. He felt that you are a guy who is so motivated, so you must be in this project. Hence that particular choice of you being a member of the project team. So understand that if you're aware of the implications of your actions, you can actually play it better. Meaning, if there are implications which are positive, you can leverage that particular behavior very well. If you know that the implications of your actions could be not so very positive, you can relook at your action itself. Right? Okay. Point number two. Ask yourself, how am I feeling as you are taking any action? Example, there are times when you would be in a discussion with your colleague. If you are challenging your colleague on a certain point of view, a sudden thought could occur. Am I being very aggressive to her? A quick question and a reflection on how you are feeling about the challenge that you are posing to her. Are you feeling good, or do you think you're sounding sarcastic? It could be anything. But just a quick check, you would then have an opportunity to modify your action appropriately. And that's the power of being aware of what you're doing and how you're doing and how you are actually feeling while taking an action. So the question of how am I feeling as you are taking action is very, very important. So be mindful of that feeling, okay? Point number three, be conscious or mindful of the signals you are getting while going through your actions. Let's say you are preparing for a speech. You could have decided on a structure and scripting accordingly. As you go through the flow, something may tell you that this is not going right. Something is amiss. Something is not gelling right. In such a case, pause, reflect, and make changes to the sequence of the script. Maybe you need to redo the script completely in a different sequence. So that's possibly what you need to be doing. So you need to be conscious or mindful of the signals you're getting while you are taking some actions, while you are doing something. That is when you are truly in charge of your action. Okay? Point number four, take ownership. You need to understand that you will take responsibility for the consequences of your actions. There's no point blaming others. Maybe there have been other factors, but it is primarily you who made the choice for your action. This attitude of ownership of actions helps in reflection, analysis, and learning from your experiences. So, buddy, take ownership. That's important. Be responsible to say, I took the decision to act. I took the decision to behave. So I'm responsible for the consequences. You're then in charge of your actions. Point number 5. Reflect on what you could have done better. And this is an important thing. After every action or a behavior, this reflection helps you to understand all that you could have done better to have made the consequences better. If you actually done well, feel good about all that you have done well with your action. Right? In other words, reflect on the positives. What went well with my action? Reflect also on the not so very positive. What did not go so well with my actions? This is again the completing part of your being in charge of your actions. Maybe the action is completed, but you know next time around that this action has given you some takeaway. Could be positive or it could be constructive to not to do certain things in a certain way. Okay? So I've given you 5 powerful ways by which you could really take charge of your actions. Let me now summarize it for you. Point number 1. You are truly in charge of your actions when you are aware of the implications of your actions. Point number 2. Ask yourself, how am I feeling as you are taking actions? Point number 3. Be conscious or mindful of the signals you are getting while going through your actions. Point number 4. Take ownership for the consequences of your actions. And point number 5. Reflect on what you could have done better. Or even feel good about all that went well with your actions. Okay? Friends, I think you would have now understood these 5 things that I've mentioned to you could easily ensure that you are in charge of your actions. Okay? So go out there, practice this, and make it a habit. See you then. Bye for now. Cheers.